Roswell.
Yeah, that's interesting. I heard that about Roswell. All the people who moved here back in the day were Methodists and all this stuff, and there were no, all you had a choice for was Baptist. You're Baptist, or that's it. You can either change, you convert.
That's primarily what you would see. But I, we know, right now, as of when I started pastoring, you know, we had the challenge of change and growth, but I think that's going to be anywhere. Because as you have an influx of change and growth, I think the challenge comes in is making sure, and like I said, this isn't from a city perspective, whether you grew up in Roswell or whatever, I think it's more denominational in the sense of, and traditions, denomination and traditions perspective versus a city. And that is making sure that, you know, as we go through change, which we will experience, that we be relevant. That's what I'm going to go back and be relevant. That's what I'm saying. Relevant to our older congregants, relative our, to our middle age, relevant to young adult, relevant to adult, relevant to youth and children. I think there must be a sense of relevancy to deal with the change and to be able to cross that over. I mean, I've had experiences and conversations with folks who have grown up in Roswell, and really that's one of the things I said, well, and this is like I said, from a city versus church perspective, you know, when you encourage one, you know, maybe you ought to go out and see the world, or, you know, just stuff like that in general. You say, well, travel a little bit. Well, no, or have you ever had any aspirations to be in another state or whatever? I grew up in Roswell. I graduated from, well, went to school in Roswell. You know, live here all my life, and I'm going to die here in Roswell. You know, so that's what you would say in that sense, but not any conflict between people who've grown up in Roswell and people who are coming to Roswell.
But that... That's from a certain type of person who grew up in Roswell, because not all the people who grew up in Roswell obviously have that perspective. Because a lot of the people that I've talked to, none of them, I mean, it's hard to find their family still living here. They've all moved away.
Yeah, that's why I said there's some of them, you know, it's not everybody in Roswell.
I mean, it's been really hard, you know, it's the older people, and then, you know, all their children are, you know, none of their children are here.
And see, I think that's it. That's what I mean. The older, that's why I said generationally, you have a group that said, okay, it came to Roswell, experienced Roswell, but then there's a group that says, all right, when I get old enough, when I get the chance, when I can make, I'm going to get out of Roswell, I'm going to make sure. And what I see now is, if you're not careful, those youth that grow up in Roswell, if they're not careful, they won't, and I think this could be anywhere they grow up, but if they're not careful about, as relates to the potential that they have to become and do and live and move, so to speak, then they could say, all right, then you'll find more common, that you'll more commonly find, okay, I moved to Roswell in 90, 95, and now it's 2023, and I'm still in Roswell, so to speak. That's the kind of thing I guess I'm looking at more so now.
You mean looking at as a concern?
Well, as the concern of making sure that, okay, if you want to be in Roswell, then accomplish what you need to do in Roswell. I mean, you know, make sure that your accomplishments can be fulfilled in Roswell, but don't be held down by people who may not encourage you, or school systems that will, you know, write an application on your application that, you know, it's not in support of you. That's all I'm saying. That mentality of